Hey kids, Dean with Crypto the Wonder Dog, and our sports day. This is a day that I talk with Eamon, and we talk about the news in crypto and sports. Very, very smart guy. I like hanging out with him. He's cool. He just got back from the Emerald Isle, and he's doing some really cool stuff up in the Silicon Valley area. And now that football started, we'll be having a lot more stuff with him, because that's my flavor of sport is the football flavor. And now that we are in preseason, and my Cowboys have come out with full force and have rocked the football world with a impressive 0-1 start.
Yay!
Every year. But we don't put everything that we everything we got in the gun on the first target, man. We spread it out. Yeah, we spread it out, and it'll be going good. I got a feeling that Dak and the boys they got some stuff up their sleeve. Every year they come up with some really cool plays and some sneaky peats, and I hope that I don't know where the training camp is this year. I don't follow it anymore like I used to. But they used to do it over here in Thousand Oaks, and all of America's teams fans would migrate to the West Coast, and it would tip the Earth's circumference off. Just, you know, the balance of the whole world would just end up in Thousand Oaks or Oxnard, and I've never gone to that. As much as a huge Cowboy fan as I am, I would dream of the day I could go see the Cowboys in camp, and didn't get to go see them. I've only been to two Cowboy games my entire life, and grew up in Texas. And you would think that how big Texas is on football, I would have had more opportunities to go to Cowboys game. But I was grew up in Lubbock, and Dallas was just a little more than a click away. Didn't get to go and do that. My parents didn't see the value. Thought, hey, that black and white TV we have in the front room, that'll do just fine. Everything that you're going to see at the game, you're going to see right there. And you have free water here. So that was my Sundays. And then we would watch about half of the game, and then me and the boys would run down to the school and get all the kids together, and we would have the rest of the day playing tackle football, because we didn't do the sissy flag football or two-hand touch, man. We did full contact, and it seemed like everyone from the town. We had a tiny little town of 200 and something people, but it seemed like all the boys in the town, varying ages in elementary and junior high and high school, would all congregate on the football field sometime on a Sunday afternoon, and we would all play. And that just seemed like the greatest thing in the world was doing that. And you see the kids these days, and it is not that. They don't do that. I don't know how the kids in other parts of the world do it, but I'm sure they're not wearing their Roger Staubach jersey and their little plastic Cowboys helmet out on the field with their friends playing football like we used to do in the good old days. But I'm sure it's the other brand of football that the world acknowledges, and we don't. I might call that soccer. Anyway, football days and sports day here on Crypto the Wonder Dog, and just a quick little if you have an event, we have a sports and conference event coming up really quick, and if you have an event coming up, youcanevent.com is the first place that you the organizer, that's the first place that you're going to want to go as the organizer. Youcanevent.com. If you got something going on, that's the first place you want to go for organizing your event. In less than 4 days, you can have sponsors. You will start seeing ticket sales, and by having your own event showcased in VR and available on your phone, your laptop, and or tablet, share the vision of your event, and at the same time, you can get the best prices for venue rentals, furniture, catering, vendors, and entertainers. In fact, I just got an email today from a lady who is a flamingo dancer. Not a flamingo, but a flamingo dancer. Everything you need at youcanevent.com. Organize your event today and tell them Wonder Puppy sent you. Eamon was kind enough to give us a few minutes of his time. I know he's very busy up in the Silicon Valley area, and he's got other things going on. He's involved in a few sports-style flavored companies that are blockchain-related. He'll be bringing those to the surface here pretty soon, and I think we'll all benefit. He's a good guy, and I think anything that he touches, I would get involved with. And he's introduced me to some great people over the years. We go way back, just a couple months now. So that being said, here we go. We'll be showing that in just a minute. One more quick little shout out, because I'm a photographer. And I get prints made all the time. And if you have an iPhone or a phone that has some kind of a camera built into it, which if you don't, you have been living in a fallout shelter since the 60s, and you're just now coming to the surface, and phones no longer have rotary dials. This is posterburner.com, and if you type in posterburner.com/wonderdog, you will get an additional 10% off your order you can get posters, you can get canvases, you can make decals, just a plethora of things, banners, metal prints, which I've said a few times that if you have a car photography fetish, and you've got a car that you want to bring to light, you want to print it, put that sucker on metal, and you will see that chrome pop like you would never believe. Mouse pad of your grandkids, postcards of the wedding of the century, flyers, yard signs, t-shirts, photo gifts, and if you don't have a computer that can whip up a quick design, they have. Yeah, designers there on staff. We all have photos on our phones, and if you want to get that done today, go to posterburner.com/wonderdog. Get additional 10% off your order. This kind of applies to every type of print they make. Again, that's posterburner.com/wonderdog. All right, kids, here we go. This is the show with Eamon Sports on an early part of August in brand new football season. All right, you guys ready to start the show? All right, let's start the show. Yeah, I did. I just put them up. So ready to rock and roll, man. So missed you last week, but we're back on now. You're in Redwood City, or where are you?
Yeah, I'm in between. They call it the peninsula here.
The peninsula.
So I'm not really in Silicon Valley, and I'm not really in San Francisco. I'm right in between where a lot of people live, but yeah. Not as much business going on in San Mateo. But yeah, how are things on your end? It's been a week. How's the world changed in your eyes?
Well, the Southern California is on fire, much yeah. like Yosemite is. Yeah. I was actually driving last night over, and I could see the hillside over between the Irvine area and Corona, and it was lit up like a mountain on fire. I don't know how to put it. It was amazing to see it. I mean, it's kind of sad. It was fascinating to watch that, but it just amazing. I mean, did you hear the story about the jackass that lit that on fire?
It's heart wrenching when you read these things.
Yeah, I mean, he was angry at his neighbors. He was some hermit that lived in a cabin up there. He was angry at his other cabin neighbors, and they they caught him leaving before the fire had really even caught anybody's attention. I guess they pulled him over and they saw his car loaded with all his stuff. And they're like, where are you going? I think that was kind of tip off that he had his entire contents of his cabin in there. And but it's good that he caught him. And it's a shame they can't just stringing up like they used to in the good old days and maybe saturate his body with sorghum and lay him in a field full of ants. Mm-hmm. That didn't even seem like be that bad of a
thing. I don't know, man. Yeah, the whole state's burning up at the moment. It's pretty scary.
And it makes it hotter whenever you're looking up in the sky and you see that orange sky. Somehow that just makes everything freaking hotter here. It dries out a little bit of the humidity that we've been suffering with, but first world problems, I guess, here in Orange County.
Yeah, exactly.
But
no one's gonna feel bad for you.
No, they're not. No, not at all. Yeah, other than the fire crap. But we get through it every year. It seems like every year there's some massive fire that just takes out part of California. We had the Santiago Mountain Canyon fire a few years ago. It was like 6-7 years ago that it just seemed like you could see it from outer space.
Yeah.
And that was like the biggest fire ever. And I remember I was actually working in a building that was a block away from where the fire was coming down, and it was all cement there. I mean, we weren't like terrified, but everything was a steel and concrete structure. There was no grass or anything, but still to go through that stuff, it's horrible. And then, but to just imagine the people that were lost homes and crap. Ah, man, just kills you.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's not good.
All right, let's get to sports, man. Let's get to what's going on in your world. The positive world sports. You sent me over some stuff this morning. What are we going to talk about first here?
Well, let's be honest. It's hot. The NFL kicked off last night with their preseason kind of slate. I know there was the Hall of Fame game last week, but this was the first one where everybody played. And, in fact, the Cleveland Browns and the New York Giants played. And so the number one overall pick and the number two overall pick, Baker Mayfield and Saquon Barkley, played each other. And Barkley ran for 39 yards on his first carry of the game.
His first carry.
Mayfield threw two touchdowns in the game and looked good. So for the first time in a while, the top two picks look good straight out of the gate because they happen to have the ball in their hands. So, what the real big story was, right, was not about those performances, is that mobile wagering was arriving in the NFL.
Really?
Since the Supreme Court decision, right, game happened to be played in, what do they call that place? East Rutherford.
Rutherford, New Jersey.
Rutherford. So anyway, several weeks ago, the old Supreme Court made this possible. So, the first full month in June, New Jersey took in $16 million.
Look at that.
And, it's time. FanDuel got involved. DraftKings get involved. You can now, and of course, I think they're at the stadium, right? You're like a mile away from the actual sports books. You can run over and run back if you're efficient with your time, or Uber. I'm sure Uber was enjoying that. And you can bet from your mobile device. You don't even have to get out of your seat if you don't want. It's all changing in America. Of course, I lived in London for a few years, so they're all like, yeah, welcome to the party. But
where you been?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, here we are. And how does that apply to crypto? Well, I think we all know that the gambling section has been dominating crypto for a while. So, it's exciting for some, scary for others, positive for many, and detrimental to some.
Detrimental to the ones who obviously bet against the one.
Yeah, or the ones they can't stop.
Yeah, that's cool. It does seem kind of archaic that we're just now being allowed to do this.
The other side of the coin is people would say they're very disappointed that it's ever happened. You know, so. As we know, in this polarized world we currently live in, there's always two sides to every story, right?
I know. But I mean, you go to Vegas and it's just the norm, and it seems like everyone's living a very normal, happy life there, and there's no, running amok in the streets with the gambling idiots, and they obviously have the Gamblers Anonymous and whatever else that if you're getting too heavy into the
Well, if enough money goes into that industry, maybe it's positive, right? But you need a lot of money to go into the support systems and ecosystems. But yeah, I mean, sometimes people say making it illegal is what kind of causes some of those issues. I mean, look, I'm not an expert in either side, so I'm not gonna to claim to know. But what I do know is that going mainstream is helpful. One of the last articles I sent to you was a reminder, right? It was kind of like, okay. Back in the World Cup, a month ago, the gambling ring in China was busted. I didn't realize the figure was this high when I went to look it up today, just because the NFL kicked off, and I'm like, well, let's just show both sides of the coin, right? And,
yeah.
I remembered seeing this story, and so it was $1.5 billion gambling ring in China.
That's crazy.
It was busted in July. And obviously, there was a lot of traffic around the World Cup. And yeah, it was all cryptocurrency.
Illicit betting with cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising, right? And it's not the first, nor will it be the last. But it's just one of those things where, there's positive and there's negative. There's going to be kind of a crazy bit. And so in the middle... is the 2018 Gambling Olympics.
Oh, yes. There we go.
And, this is kind of funny. Crypto is finally, you're on the map when you make the Olympics, right? That's, this is like the first ever, I never heard of this, but it's the first ever Gambling Olympics or something. And this article here says the cryptocurrency portfolio is one of 12 events in the inaugural Gambling Olympics. Of course, the kind of mixture in this space is that crypto is now on the map because it's part of the Gambling Olympics. I'm sure you'll show it on the screen. I'm not going to detail what this is and how it works. Because anybody that really wants to get involved in the Gambling Olympics probably already knows about it or will immediately go find out about it.
Yeah.
And let's not recruit more people to the Olympics of gambling. It sounds pretty crazy. That's it. That's it. Crypto is on the map.
It's a sporting event. The Crypto Gambling Olympics, the 2008 Gambling Olympics. It's much like bowling where you can sit and drink beer and still call it a sport, right?
That's it. You can select a minimum of 3 coins on Binance. Final standings are based on profit and loss, 1,000 to spend. Brilliant. Who will win the individual and team titles? I mean, this is amazing. Who did this? Is this officially from the Action Network or they're just posting the article about it?
I think they just posted the article. I don't really see a whole...
blame their involvement if they're not involved. But, it looks... I love it, man. I love it. Any which way that you can make crypto... I mean, some people would say it's a daily Olympics trying to be a day trader out there.
It is, man. It's a fast way to lose your money. I'll tell you that. Yeah. trying to catch the tails, and you're always riding that... as it whips up, you crap... grab it and then it comes down and you lose all without trying to get emotional about it and just trying to use your head, but it never works.
That's an investment, right? Well, speaking of using your emotion, and I know that that we were going to keep a shorter show today, so I'll save this last one for a few minutes, but it's funny, like one of the beauties of crypto and it's that symbiotic relationship with sports, right? Like, it doesn't see cultural barriers, it doesn't see country boundaries, it doesn't see language barriers, it doesn't see color, and blockchain and sport both serve as that purpose in a lot of regard, although they can be used in different ways, as our current United States president tends to use sport nowadays a little bit to either divert attention or to gain attention. And You know, I don't know why people still get so up in arms. The guy has figured out a masterful job of how to just dominate the daily headlines, right? No matter how it is, you know, you have to tip your cap for that. Love him or hate him.
Oh my God. Every headline.
The guy has figured out a way to get everyone to go, yeah, I'm going to be angry enough to talk about this, or I'm going to, you know, get involved. And so, and he uses sport a lot of times to do that. I'm waiting. I know that at some stage, someone will get crypto on his radar. And,
I thought they already did it. I thought that he had just signed some kind of silly bill a week or so ago. I mean, maybe I was just dreaming about that, but
maybe I missed it. We'll look for it now. Trump coin.
You know, that's going to be coming soon. Oh yeah.
Yeah. That's out.
It'll be
that's
great.
Out.
It'll be, it's a wonderful coin.
America great again. Trump coin. Here it is. Trump coin. Buy Trump coin. It's a powerful movement by the people. Oh wow, you got to pull this up on screen while we're talking to
Trumpcoin.com. Are you serious?
Com.
All right.
Dead serious. Trumpcoin.com.
Trumpcoin.com, is it?
Yeah. Should have known better.
Let's see here.
Should have known better than putting this into Google. store your Trump coin holdings locally in the following wallets. Yeah, and like I said, not picking sides here. We're just having a conversation about the state of crypto, and apparently Trump coin is real.
There we go. Trump coin is a powerful movement by the people. Wow. Resources roadmap being uploaded.
Proof of stake. Man, this is your fault.
part of the roadmap is being updated. Okay.
I think they're just getting going. Well, in fairness, he did. That's what he did. The task force to fight financial crimes, including crypto. You know, that's fair, right? I mean, that's this is part of the problem with the market. We need to have the market be cleaned up to some degree. Now, of course, some of the traditionalists would say, listen, you know, stop adopting the new regime that's coming in and mainstream trying to take over the crypto world. But
he has his own wallet, too. Look at that.
Yeah. Crazy, but you know, so it was. He put together a consortium of people in July to attack fraud, and created a task force to investigate fraud. So, anyway, we've sidetracked here. The whole point was that,
got our headlines too. Look at that. He just took them right out of the sports world. Just jumped right onto the Trump coin.
He's brilliant. He doesn't have to talk, and he gets us doing it.
Oh, my God.
But you know, look, the broader ecosystem here is that it can change the world, right? It can do these big, massive kind of – you can put anything on the blockchain, right? When in reality, you know, the blockchain is the conduit. It's the great conduit into lots of technologies, into lots of opportunities. But you know, there's still off-chain challenges and things to make a lot of these companies and products valuable and in the long run worthwhile. But I have to tip my cap to Ronaldinho. Some people will remember him in the U.S. Obviously, the European football crowd will know him. An amazing footballer in his day. He had launched, I don't know, it was way back early in the year. I don't remember when that he was going to launch a project called the Ronaldinho Soccer Coin.
The Soccer Coin, huh?
Yeah. Sent you a link there this morning.
Got it up right here, yep. Run into you.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Here it is. It was made in February. But so he had just said, you know, this is going to fix all the whatevers, right? You know, you didn't know what he was on about. It was just a broad floating statement, you know. But now more information has come out, and he aims to move to the 1.0 world. It proposes the creation of approximately 300 stadiums in different parts of the world.
Really?
World Cup and Olympic organizers will tell you how hard it is to build one stadium. with artificial intelligence, virtual reality, and blockchain technology to fulfill the various tasks. You can find an image down in the middle there that you maybe could settle on for a few minutes, the globe. There are also plans for a super league, a sports platform, a betting site, and a sports goods donation program for children. So he was not messing around. Unfortunately, many of the blockchain projects tend to do this, right? Because it's very hard to execute one of these pieces without the other, and then you kind of evolve your project, and all of a sudden your project is let's do the whole world, right? So hopefully their execution of the project would be to take a slice of this and prove it, and then move to the next, and the next, and the next. But Planet RSC here, Ronaldinho Soccer Coin. Pretty crazy. Like, he's running it over the Neo network, which many of you love and hate. And yeah, there's not a white paper, but there is a roadmap. We'll see. I mean, there's a lot more sports players get involved in these markets, and it's great to see kind of somebody that sees the potential. It always comes down to execution, but yeah, he's a big name and he's well known around the world, and he's one of those guys that just played the game with amazing energy most of the time. Yeah, he's got a smile project involved in this, and pretty interesting to see,
Oh, there is a white paper.
There is one now.
Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. That's great.
Yeah, there it is, the white paper.
And they've come along. They've come
It's a
along.
60-page white paper.
Ooh, there you go. See, it wasn't out a while back.
So I guess you can. Oh, there it is. Yeah, there's how you do it. You just click on the little thingy there, and oh, it's like a little virtual book that you can flip the pages. So if you go to soccercoin.eu, you can up in the top, you can click on the white paper thing there. We're not advising anyone at all to buy this or get involved with it. Just letting you know it's out there.
It is out there. Yeah,
Yeah,
no, we have
that's
not
all.
done our due diligence, but I mean, I'll tell you. Oh, so they've actually got the sale booked already, because they didn't have that. I checked probably a couple weeks ago,
Yeah.
and they didn't have this out. So they've made some progress, actually.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but look, he's a huge name, and if he's got, I mean, he wants. I'm sure some of these things are not his first thought, right? Launching an academy and some other things. I mean. He's probably got a lot of this stuff, in the works anyway. So, it just makes
Esports,
sense.
yeah.
And he can put together a pretty strong team, no question. So, yeah, in fact, one of the guys involved was born in Hawaii. I lived in Hawaii for a few years. He's Japanese.
Oh yeah, Ward.
Yeah, Ward Saito.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, so, it looks like, there's some serious people involved with this, and,
Wow.
he's got a Satoshi involved.
He does. I saw that. Yeah, it's Satoshi Kazami.
Yeah, in charge of the Smile Project. That's a good name to have in the sector, isn't
I've heard that a few times. What do you know much about the Smile Project?
it? No, I haven't heard anything about it.
I see that constantly. I'm on LinkedIn. I see all these people are associated with the Smile Project, and then I just haven't dug into it yet. But this is fascinating here.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of media coverage, so could be pretty cool, We'll have to see what comes of it, and
Yeah, ICO Box, Crypto Lab.
I like how they did the message with a nice little handwritten style cursive and his signature there. It's nice to he wants to make a difference and do some things in the world, and I think this is his message when he retired as from a soccer player.
Yeah.
I mean, dude's got he's got the network, and a lot of times that's what it takes, right?
Yeah, he does actually does have the network to get this going. So apparently in 5 days and 6 hours, this sucker's going to be launched. The pre-sale
Yeah,
starts.
I didn't realize it was that soon. I just because the all the stuff I had read in July was like, well, there's no white paper, there's nothing. And so I just ended up pulling up that same article. This is exciting. They've kicked it into full gear.
Yeah, they are, man. Bizarre. Some kind of a Oh, they have Google Translate, so if you're in another country and you're listening to this in some other language, then they can translate it for you.
You're
So,
translating this podcast,
yes.
therefore you can also translate what we're
Yes.
reading.
Yeah. We're gonna be going on another network here. I just wanted to let you know that this is something I actually been talking with a
So it's no longer just your brother listening to the show, huh? You've
No,
actually.
no. I've got I was talking with who was it this morning? Oh my God, I can't believe him. Wow.
Get it together, Wonder Dog. Get it together.
Bitnewstoday.com, our
Okay.
new media partner in Russia, and we're going to be Working with those guys to kind of share a little bit of content here and there. So they're going to be putting up this this show. And
yeah, I mentioned to you there's a guy launching a blockchain TV company here. Yes. He's got a studio, and he's asking me to come down and see the show for transparency's sake to the audience. I spent 11 years at ESPN, so this guy wanted me to come down and take a look at the show. And
you know,
I'm going to intro you to him. And
we talked this morning.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Good talk this morning. Because we're obviously doing the North American Sports and Blockchain Conference in LA, and you're going to be part of that. But I talked with him about heading up the ICO pitch, and he was like, great, it seemed like a perfect fit to have him kind of moderate the whole thing. And he's got his panel of sharks looks like they could be part of that. So hopefully we'll have some more developments with that soon.
And, great. Yeah, well, I don't know. You know, I'll go down and see the show, and I don't know. You know, maybe at some point it makes sense for you to have him on here. You know, maybe there's – I had floated the idea. I shouldn't say this publicly, but I had floated the idea that you know, maybe you could end up doing a Crypto the Wonder Dog segment, you know, the where you do a little 4 or 5 minute interview like this and it gets dropped into the show at some point. So I was, you know, I was angling for you to get some more distribution there, you know.
We did talk about how the we could actually do some media share and talk about him. He would talk about us and actually, you know, share content and actually go back and forth to each other's shows where I would come up there for an episode, and he could just jump on Skype and be on this one. So I think some new stuff coming along, man. Get some new fresh stuff happening with the show.
Yeah, great. Well, it's exciting, you know. I mean, I think this market's not going to shrink, and the people that ride through these ebbs and flows, you know, they're going to be glad they did in the long run. You know, there's so many cool things happening. Obviously, the crypto space and the kind of mainstream, but then there's so many of these smaller blockchain projects as well, and the big banks and everybody else are getting their grubby hands involved. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how a lot of things shake out. But from a technology perspective, it's a lot of bright people, man. When you meet people in this industry, you know, there's a lot of smart people working on some cool projects.
Are you seeing a lot of people? And as a personal reason for this, but are you seeing a lot of people coming in from the big places like JP Morgan, the big Wall Street people jumping out of Wall Street, not out of the windows like they used to in the 20s, but jumping out of it completely and getting into crypto?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, you kind of go, everybody a couple of years ago was like, well, you know, crypto's a scam and it's this and that. And then what, one of those Bitcoin futures exchanges the other day hired a former JP Morgan guy, right? I mean, you know, you basically, and then even like Google and Facebook and all these said, you know, no ads, and everybody's trying to get rid of the fraud, but they're using that kind of part of the market to try to shrink it down until they can get their grubby centralized hands on it, right? That's... I mean, so now, Facebook will probably launch a coin at some point. And, Google's getting involved. Yeah, of course they are, you know? So, I mean, you know, I think that's one of the challenges for the market is that, you know, it's built for enterprise, but companies that are between 100 and 500 million and then mom and pop shops, There are value propositions here in the industries for those companies, and it's, you know, we should not allow money to drive, you know, the R&D solely. And so that's why a lot of these upstarts are great that, you know, at one stage we're able to raise money through an ICO because, you know, you do need a lot of R&D in this market to fix some of the challenges. And you don't want just the Deloitte's and PwC's and Accenture's of the world to benefit from that, and the IBM's and now the JP Morgan's and all the banks. And, you know, you know they have the capital to do the development of the R&D. So then obviously if they spend the money, they deserve the reward. So, you know, we do need to find ways to democratize the early stages of the development in this nascent market. And And so, yeah, let some of these guys leave the mainstream companies and bring that experience to the market to solidify and help it. But let's hope that not all of them come with the link back just to serving those half percenters.
Yeah. Yep. 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 I believe so. That's part of the stuff that we talk about with my buddy over at Susney Capital. At some point, this is going to have to have those people in here to bring in, obviously bring in the mass media or the mass audience from their investors. That who was it that said at one point, we'll never allow any of our customers to buy crypto, and then about a week later said we're advising all of our customers to buy crypto.
Yeah, and that's always the way, right? I mean, there were a lot of people that said, boy, this whole internet thing, this is never going to work. And a lot of people said that, right? I mean, we laugh now because it's so prevalent in our society. But there was a large faction of society not that long ago, most of these people are on the planet.
Yeah.
Still to this day, they were like, this is never going to work.
Yeah, much like the Indians did back in the day when they used to do the smoke signals and that telegraph signal. Oh, that silly telegraph thing, that'll never catch on.
That's the way of the world, right? If you're too early, you're too early. You want to be a fast follower most of the time.
Yeah.
Which big corporations have figured out. But it's an interesting market. And it's like you need money to ride through the market, but if you need money, you're probably not the one that could benefit the most from it until longer term. But if you have money, you're going to just increase the value of your position. And all these enterprise companies that are developing solutions, they're just giving themselves a stronger hold, especially supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
You see these big relationships between Maersk and IBM, and again, it's great to have the R&D. Just,
that was part of my news I did yesterday. It was between Maersk and IBM and that thing.
And they're great. That's great for the market because we know that that's going to help move the market. But, what's that do for the competitors of Maersk? they're another leg down from competing with the big boys. So,
cause them to now jump? Learn about the blockchain technology and jump into it too, since they see them doing it.
Yeah, well, that's why one of the projects I'm involved with is democratizing smart contracts and making it more affordable. Because you need those companies to then be able to afford to come in and invest in projects. But it's not always immediately clear if there's going to be a business return value. So they will take longer to do that because they can't afford the R&D levels. And in some areas that the bigger shops can. So it's just, it's one of those things where over time it'll balance out. It's always good to have that news and to have that notoriety come and to force those other companies to get involved. But they don't always have the resources to throw at it at the same level. So, it's a balance. We need it and we need it to push the market forward. And we need those big shops to help the entire industry, try not to just centralize the power.
Mm-hmm. I know, man. All right, so I know you're kind of late for something here yourself, so we'll go ahead and I'll let you jump off and do your thing for the day. I gotta get on. I'll be talking
did
with
your them. Cowboys win last night?
No. It's the same thing again. I'm sure it's going to be
they were winning. I saw it because it was here. My son's four, so I wasn't going to take him to a late game. But it was here in San Francisco. I don't know why they're called the San Francisco 49ers. They should be called the Santa Clara 49ers.
Yeah.
In fact, if you don't live in this area, you might not realize that San Francisco is an hour away with no traffic. it could be an hour to an hour and 45 to 2 hours away. This is not Candlestick now.
What do they call it now?
Levi's Stadium.
Levi's Stadium. How do you feel about that, man?
I'm not from here originally, so I don't have any feelings. My wife would say I don't have any feelings in general, but it just feels a little more corporate down there, and I'm sure that the good old boys from Dallas were, if they hadn't been here before, I'm sure they were a little surprised by where it is and what it is and all the tech bros that are down there.
Yeah.
And
it went on to apparently a 21-24 game. with the 49ers scoring 14 points in the final quarter. That's, you know, obviously that's the life of the Cowboys. It's like they win and win and win and win, and then they just drop the ball. They just get their damn heads swelled up towards the end of the fourth quarter and just forget it.
You know, at this stage, it doesn't matter. Those are all, you're just trying to see who's going to make the team at that stage of the game, right? So, you know, we'll see. They might be in for a rebound this year. You know, we'll have to see how it plays out. But they got that offensive line, man. That's half the battle.
Yeah, I'm really interested in see what I love Cowboys and I love football anyway. But and it's a shame. I'm not one of those stats guys. I don't look at stats a whole lot. I'm sure you do because you're an ESPN dude, but I enjoy the games.
I used to care.
But I used to care.
Yeah. No. When's Jerry Coin coming out? That's what I want to know.
I'm sure it's already in the mint right now, man.
Since we found Trump Coin, I was quickly
they're pressing them as we speak.
I was looking to see if Jerry Coin does not appear to exist yet.
Well, so. I'm sure he's working on his own blockchain at this point, where he doesn't want to share blockchain with anybody else. He's gonna make his own blockchain, man.
Yeah, well, he doesn't need to build a new stadium. He's already done that. he doesn't need to join forces with Ronaldinho and his 300 stadiums around the world.
Yeah.
All right,
well, man.
Yeah, it's good to chat.
You too. I can't wait to do this again. You know, the kids are begging for, you know, this is football season, so let's do you know, we'll probably have to do like a Monday morning show from now on.
Yeah, just probably, do
the NFL wrap up. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. I'll make sure to watch a few games, you know.
Oh yeah, me too, man. I'll obviously gonna be following the Cowboys very close, but
I just enjoy watching games. I mean, I used to have to know what happened in every game at every minute as my profession. So
yeah.
Nowadays, I just enjoy not knowing the scores and then reading about it or watching a game and you know going to a game and whatever else. So, but I'll stay close in touch so I can be educated.
All right. Well, we should do a show from a game one day. If we can get in a booth somewhere and just do the sports show from a game.
Yeah,
live
we'll do
broadcast.
That. I'm sure. Huh? Sort that out. Which shouldn't be too hard.
Why don't you poke the guys over at the new stadium there next year?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually at your sports. We partnered with the Black Hole, the Raiders, and I'm in discussions with some Niners groups. So, we might have some traction by midseason or so where we could pick out a spot and do some stuff.
That would be fun since, you know, it's blockchain, it's Silicon Valley, it's tech.
That's it. Let's do it. All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right, brother. Good talking with you. Let's do it again soon.
All right, Wonder Dog.
All right. Holla. See you, brother. Hey kids, Dean with Crypto the Wonder Dog, and our sports day. This is a day that I talk with Eamon, and we talk about the news in crypto and sports. Very, very smart guy. I like hanging out with him. He's cool. He just got back from the Emerald Isle, and he's doing some really cool stuff up in the Silicon Valley area. And now that football started, we'll be having a lot more stuff with him because that's my flavor of sport is the football flavor. And now that we are in preseason and my Cowboys have come out with full force and have rocked the football world with a impressive 0-1 start.
Yay!
Every year. But we don't put everything that we everything we got in the gun on the first target, man. We spread it out, and it'll be going good. I got a feeling that Dak and the boys they got some stuff up their sleeve. Every year they come up with some really cool cool plays and some sneaky peats. And I hope that I don't know where the training camp is this year. I don't follow it anymore like I used to. But they used to do it over here in Thousand Oaks and. All of America's teams fans would migrate to the West Coast, and it would tip the Earth's circumference off. Just the balance of the whole world would just end up in Thousand Oaks, Oxnard, and I've never gone to that. As much as a huge Cowboy fan as I am. I would dream of the day I could go see the Cowboys in camp and didn't get to go see them. I've only been to two Cowboy games my entire life and grew up in Texas. And you would think that how big Texas is on football, I would have had more opportunities to go to Cowboys game. But I grew up in Lubbock and Dallas was just a little more than a click away. Didn't get to go and do that. My parents didn't see the value. So hey, that black and white TV we have in the front room, that'll do just fine. Everything that you're going to see at the game, you're going to see right there. And you have free water here. So that was my Sundays. And then we would watch about half of the game. And then me and the boys would run down to the school and get all the kids together. And we would have the rest of the day playing tackle football. Because we didn't do the sissy flag football or two hand touch, man. We did full contact, and it seemed like everyone from the town. We had a tiny little town of 200 and something people, but it seemed like all the boys in the town, varying ages in elementary and junior high and high school, would all congregate on the football field. Sometime on a Sunday afternoon, we would all play, and that just seemed like the greatest thing in the world was doing that. And you see the kids these days, and it is not that. They don't do that. I don't know how the kids in other parts of the world do it, but I'm sure they're not wearing their Roger Staubach jersey and their little plastic Cowboys helmet out on the field. With their friends playing football like we used to do in the good old days, but I'm sure it's the other brand of football that the world acknowledges, and we don't. I might call that soccer. Anyway, football days and sports day here on Crypto the Wonder Dog, and just a quick little. If you have an event, we have a sports and conference event coming up really quick. And if you have an event coming up, youcanevent.com is the first place that you, the organizer, that's the first place that you're going to want to go as the organizer, youcanevent.com. If you got something going on, that's the first place you want to go for organizing your event. In less than 4 days, you can have sponsors. You will start seeing ticket sales and... by having your own event showcased in VR and available on your phone, your laptop, and or tablet. Share the vision of your event, and at the same time, you can get the best prices for venue rentals, furniture, catering, vendors, and entertainers. In fact, I just got an email today from a lady who is a flamenco dancer. Not a flamingo, but a flamenco dancer. Everything you need at youcanevent.com. Organize your event today. And tell them Wonder Puppy sent you. Eamon was kind enough to give us a few minutes of his time. I know he's very busy up in the Silicon Valley area, and he's got other things going on. He's involved in a few sports style flavored companies that are blockchain related. He'll be bringing those to the surface here pretty soon, and. I think we'll all benefit. He's a good guy, and I think anything that he touches, I would get involved with. And he's introduced me to some great people over the years. We go way back, just a couple months now. So that being said, here we go. We're gonna be we'll be showing that in just a minute. One more quick little shout out, because I'm a photographer and I get prints made all the time. And if you have an iPhone or a phone that has some kind of a camera built into it, which if you don't, you have been living in a fallout shelter since the 60s and you're just now coming to the surface, and phones no longer have rotary dials. This is posterburner.com, and if you type in posterburner.com/wonderdog, you will get an additional 10% off your order you can get posters, you can get canvases, you can make decals, just a plethora of things, banners, metal prints, which I've said a few times that if you have a car photography fetish and you've got a car that you want to bring to light, you want to print it, put that sucker on metal and you will see that chrome pop like you would never believe. Mouse pad of your grandkids, postcards of the wedding that wedding of the century, flyers, yard signs, t-shirts, photo gifts, and if you don't have a computer that can whip up a quick design, they have designers there on staff. We all have photos on our phones, and if you want to get that done today, go to posterburner.com/wonderdog, get additional 10% off your order. This kind of applies to every type of print they make. Again, that's posterburner.com/wonderdog. All right, kids, here we go. This is the show with Eamon Sports on an early part of August and brand new football season. All right, you guys ready to start the show? All right, let's start the show. Yeah, I did. I just put them up. So, ready to rock and roll, man. So, missed you last week, but we're back on now. You're in Redwood City, or where are you?
Yeah, I'm in between. They call it the peninsula here.
The peninsula.
So I'm not really in Silicon Valley, and I'm not really in San Francisco. I'm right in between where a lot of people live, but yeah. Not as much business going on in San Mateo. But yeah, how are things on your end? It's been a week. How's the world changed in your eyes?
Well, the Southern California is on fire, much yeah. like Yosemite is. I was actually driving last night over, and I could see the hillside over between the Irvine area and Corona, and it was lit up like a mountain on fire. I don't know how to put it. It was amazing to see it. I mean, it's kind of sad. It was fascinating to watch that, but it just amazing. I mean, did you hear the story about the jackass that lit that on fire?
It's heart wrenching when you read these things.
Yeah, I mean, he was angry at his neighbors. He was some hermit that lived in a cabin up there. He was angry at his other cabin neighbors. And they caught him leaving before the fire had really even caught anybody's attention. I guess they pulled him over and they saw his car loaded with all his stuff. And they're like, where are you going? I think that was kind of tip off that he had his entire contents of his cabin in there. And but it's good that he caught him. And it's a shame they can't just string him up like they used to in the good old days and. Maybe saturate his body with sorghum and lay him in a field full of ants.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't even seem like be that bad of a
thing. I don't know, man. Yeah, the whole state's burning up at the moment. It's pretty scary.
And it makes it hotter whenever you're looking up in the sky and you see that orange sky. Somehow that just makes everything freaking hotter here. It dries out a little bit of the humidity that we've been suffering with, but first world problems, I guess, here in Orange County.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah, No one's going to feel bad for you.
No, they're not. No, not at all. I mean, other than the fire crap. But, you know, we get through it every year. It seems like every year there's some massive fire that just takes out part of California. And, you know, we had the Santiago Mountain Canyon fire a few years ago. It was like, well, 6-7 years ago, that it just seemed like you could see it from outer space.
Yeah.
And that was like the biggest fire ever. And I remember I was actually working in a building that was a block away from where the fire was coming down. And it was all cement there. I mean, we weren't like terrified, but everything was a steel and concrete structure. There was no grass or anything. But still, to go through that stuff, it's horrible. And then, but to just imagine the people that were lost homes and crap. Ah, man, just kills you.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not good.
All right, let's get to sports, man. Let's get to what's going on in your world. The positive world sports. Yeah. You sent me over some stuff this morning. What are we going to talk about first here?
Well, you know, let's be honest, it's hot. The NFL kicked off last night with their preseason kind of slate. I know there was the Hall of Fame game last week, but this was the first one where everybody played. And, you know, in fact, the Cleveland Browns and the New York Giants played. And so the number one overall pick and the number two overall pick, Baker Mayfield and Saquon Barkley, played each other. And Barkley ran for 39 yards on his first carry of the game.
His first carry.
Mayfield threw two touchdowns in the game and looked good. So for the first time in a while, the top two picks look good straight out of the gate because they happen to have the ball in their hands. So, what the real big story was, right, was not about those performances, is that mobile wagering was arriving in the NFL.
Really?
Since the Supreme Court decision, right, game happened to be played in, what do they call that place? East Rutherford.
Rutherford, New Jersey.
Rutherford. So anyway, several weeks ago, the old Supreme Court made this possible. So, the first full month in June, New Jersey took in $16 million.
Look at that.
And, you know, it's time. FanDuel got involved. DraftKings get involved. You can now, and of course, I think they're at the stadium, right? You're like a mile away from the actual sports books. You can run over and run back if you're efficient with your time, or Uber. I'm sure Uber was enjoying that. And so you can bet from your mobile device. You don't even have to get out of your seat if you don't want. It's all changing in America. Of course, I lived in London for a few years, so they're all like, yeah, welcome to the party. But
where you been?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, here we are. And how does that apply to crypto? Well, I think we all know that the gambling section has been dominating crypto for a while. So it's exciting for some, scary for others, positive for many, and detrimental to some.
Detrimental to the ones who obviously bet against the one.
Or the ones they can't stop.
That's cool. It does seem kind of archaic that we're just now being allowed to do this.
The other side of the coin is people would say they're very disappointed that it's ever happened, you know. So as we know, in this polarized world we currently live in, there's always two sides to every story, right?
I know. But I mean, you go to Vegas and it's just the norm, and it seems like everyone's living a very normal, happy life there, and there's no, you know, running amok in the streets with the gambling idiots, and you know, they obviously have the Gamblers Anonymous and whatever else that if you're getting too heavy into the
Well, if enough money goes into that industry, maybe it's positive, right? But you need a lot of money to go into the support systems and ecosystems. But yeah, I mean, sometimes people say making it illegal is what kind of causes some of those issues. I mean, I'm not an expert in either side, so I'm not going to claim to know. But what I do know is that going mainstream is helpful. One of the last articles I sent to you was a reminder, right? It was kind of like, okay. Back in the World Cup, a month ago, the gambling ring in China was busted. I didn't realize the figure was this high when I went to look it up today, just because the NFL kicked off, and I'm like, well, let's just show both sides of the coin, right?
And, yeah.
I remembered seeing this story, and so I was It was $1.5 billion gambling ring in China.
That's crazy.
It was busted in July. And obviously, there was a lot of traffic around the World Cup. And yeah, it was all cryptocurrency.
Illicit betting. Illicit betting with cryptocurrency.
Yeah, I mean, it's not surprising, right? And it's not the first, nor will it be the last. But it's just one of those things where, there's positive and there's negative. There's going to be kind of a crazy bit. And so in the middle, is the 2018 Gambling Olympics.
Oh, yes. There we go.
This is kind of funny. Crypto is finally, you're on the map when you make the Olympics, right? That's the so I think this is like the first ever, I never heard of this, but it's the first ever gambling Olympics or something. And this article here says the cryptocurrency portfolio is one of 12 events in the inaugural Gambling Olympics. Of course, the kind of mixture in this space is that crypto is now on the map because it's part of the Gambling Olympics. And, I'm not going to actually, I'm sure you'll show it on the screen. I'm not going to detail what this is and how it works, because anybody that really wants to get involved in the Gambling Olympics probably already knows about it or will immediately go find out about it. And let's not recruit more people to the Olympics of gambling. Yeah, it sounds pretty crazy. That's it. That's it. Crypto is on the map.
It's a sporting event, the crypto gambling Olympic, the 2008 gambling Olympics. It's much like bowling, where you can sit and drink beer and still call it a sport, right?
That's it. You can select a minimum of 3 coins on Binance. Final standings are based on profit and loss, 1,000 to spend. Brilliant. Who will win the individual and team titles? I mean, this is amazing. Who did this? I don't know. Is this officially from the Action Network, or they're just posting the article about it?
I think they just posted the article. I don't really see a whole.
Blame their involvement if they're not involved. But yeah, no, it looks. I love it, man. I love it. Any which way that you can make crypto. I mean, some people would say it's a daily Olympics trying to be a day trader out there.
It is, man. It's a fast way to lose your money. I'll tell you
Yeah.
that.
Right.
I've trying to catch the tails, and you're always riding that. As it whips up, you grab it, and then it comes down, and you lose all
Yeah.
your without trying to get emotional about it, and
Yeah.
just trying to use your head. But yeah, it never works.
That's an investment, right? Yeah. But, well, speaking of using your emotion, and I know that that we were going to have a shorter show today, so I'll save this last one for a few minutes. But it's funny. Like one of the beauties of crypto, and it's that symbiotic relationship with sports, right? Like it doesn't see cultural barriers, it doesn't see country boundaries, it doesn't see language barriers. It doesn't see color, and blockchain and sport both serve as that purpose in a lot of regard, although they can be used in different ways, as our current United States president tends to use sport nowadays a little bit to either divert attention or to gain attention. And I don't know why people still get so up in arms. The guy has figured out a masterful job of how to just dominate the daily headlines, right? Well, no matter how it is, you have to tip your cap for that. Love him or hate
Oh
him.
my God, every
I mean,
headline.
the guy has figured out a way to get everyone to go, yeah, I'm going to be angry enough to talk about this, or I'm going to, get involved. And he uses sport a lot of times to do that. I'm waiting. I know that at some stage someone will get crypto on his radar, and
I thought they already did it.
we'll
I
get
thought that
show.
he had just signed some kind of silly bill
Did he?
just a few like a week or so ago. I mean, maybe I was just dreaming about that, but
Maybe I missed it. We'll look for it now. Trump coin.
Oh, you know that's going to be coming soon. Oh yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
that's
It'll
out.
be
That's out.
great. It'll be a, it's a great it's a wonderful coin. It's a
Make America Great Again Trump coin. Here it is. Trump coin. Buy Trump coin. It's a powerful movement by the people. Oh, wow. You got to pull this up on screen while we're
Get
talking to
out. Are you serious?
TrumpCoin.com.
All right,
Dead serious. TrumpCoin.com.
Trumpcoin.com, is it?
Should have
Let's
known better.
see here.
Should have known better than putting this into Google. Store your Trump coin holdings locally in the following wallets. Yeah, and like I said, not picking sides here. We're just having a conversation about the state of crypto, and apparently Trump coin is real.
There we go. Trump coin is a powerful movement by the people. Wow. Resources, roadmap being uploaded.
Proof of stake. Man, this is your fault.
part of the roadmap is being updated. Okay.
I think they're just getting going. Well, in fairness, he did. That was that's what he did. The task force to fight financial crimes, including crypto. You know, that's fair, right? I mean, that's this is part of the problem with the market. We need to have the market be cleaned up to some degree. Now, of course, some of the traditionalists would say, listen, you know, stop adopting the new regime that's coming in and mainstream trying to take over the crypto world. But
he has his own wallet, too. Look at that.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, so it was he put together a consortium of people in July to attack fraud and created a task force to investigate fraud. So anyway, we've sidetracked here. The whole point was that,
got our headlines too. Look at that. He just took him right out of the sports world. Just jumped right onto the Trump coin.
He's brilliant. He doesn't have to talk and he gets us doing it.
Oh my God.
But the broader ecosystem here is that it can change the world, right? It can do these big, massive kind of, you can put anything on the blockchain, right? When in reality, you know, the blockchain is the conduit. It's the great conduit into lots of technologies, into lots of opportunities, but there's still off-chain challenges and things to make a lot of these companies and products valuable and in the long run worthwhile. But, I have to tip my cap to Ronaldinho. Some people will remember him in the U.S. Obviously, the European football crowd will know him. An amazing footballer in his day. He had launched, I don't know, it was way back early in the year, I don't remember when, that he was going to launch a project called the Ronaldinho Soccer Coin.
The Soccer Coin, huh?
Yeah, I sent you a link there this morning.
Got it up right here, yep. Running you.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Here it is. It was made in February. But so he had just said, you know, this is going to fix all the whatevers, right? You know, you didn't know what he was on about. It was just a broad floating statement, you know? But now more information has come out, and he aims to move to the 1.0 world. It proposes the creation of approximately 300 stadiums in different parts of the world.
Really?
World Cup and Olympic organizers will tell you how hard it is to build one stadium. with artificial intelligence, virtual reality, and blockchain technology to fulfill the various tasks. You can find an image down in the middle there that you maybe could settle on for a few minutes, the globe. There are also plans for a super league, a sports platform, a betting site, and a sports goods donation program for children. So he was not messing around. Unfortunately, many of the blockchain projects tend to do this, right? Because it's very hard to execute one of these pieces without the other, and then you kind of evolve your project, and all of a sudden your project is let's do the whole world, right? So hopefully their execution of the project would be to take a slice of this and prove it and then move to the next and the next to the next. But Planet RSC here, Ronaldinho Soccer Coin, pretty crazy. Like, you know, he's running it over the Neo network, which many of you love and hate. There's not a white paper, but there is a roadmap. We'll see. I mean, you know, there's a lot more sports players getting involved in these markets, and it's great to see kind of somebody that sees the potential. It always comes down to execution, but he's a big name and he's well known around the world, and he's one of those guys that just played the game with amazing energy most of the time. He's got a smile project involved in this, and pretty interesting to see, you know.
There is a white paper.
There is one now.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. That's great.
Yeah, there it is, the white paper.
And yeah, they've come along.
It's a 60-page white paper.
Ooh, there you go. See, it wasn't out a while
back. So, I guess you can. Oh, there it is. Yeah, there's how you do it. You just click on the little thingy there, and it's like a little virtual book that you can flip the pages. So if you go to soccercoin.eu, you can up in the top, you can click on the white paper thing there. We're not advising anyone at all to buy this or get involved with it. Just letting you know it's out there.
It is out there. Yeah. No, we have not done our due diligence, but I mean, I'll tell you. Oh, so they've actually got the sale booked already because they didn't have that. I checked probably a couple of weeks ago. And they didn't have this out, so they've made some progress actually. Yeah.
Look at that.
No, I mean, look, he's a huge name, and you know, if he's got, I mean, he wants the. I'm sure some of these things are not his first thought, right? Launching an academy and some other things. I mean, you know, he's probably got a lot of this stuff, you know, in the works anyway. So,
esports,
you know,
it just makes sense. Yeah.
And he can put together a pretty strong team, no question. So, in fact, one of the guys involved was born in Hawaii. I lived in Hawaii for a few years. He's Japanese.
Oh yeah, Ward.
Yeah, Ward Saito.
Yeah, yeah.
It looks like, you know, there's some serious people involved with this, and you know, he's
Wow.
He's got a Satoshi involved.
He does. I saw that. Yeah. Satoshi Kazami.
Yeah. In charge of the Smile Project. That's a good name to have in the sector, isn't it?
I've heard that a few times. What do you know much about the Smile Project?
No, I haven't heard anything about it.
I see that constantly. I'm on LinkedIn. I see all these people are associated with the Smile Project. And then I just haven't dug into it yet. But this is fascinating here.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of media coverage, you know, so could be pretty cool, you know. We'll have to see what comes of it.
And, yeah, ICO know. Box, Crypto Lab.
I like how they did the message with, a nice little handwritten style cursive and his signature there, you know. It's nice to, you know, he wants to make a difference and do some things in the world, and I think this is his message when he retired as from a soccer player.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, dude's got the network, and a lot of times that's what it takes, right?
Yeah, he does have the network to get this going. So apparently in 5 days and 6 hours, this sucker's going to be launched. The pre-sale starts.
I didn't realize it was that soon. I just, because all the stuff I had read in July was like, well, there's no white paper, there's nothing. So I just ended up pulling up that same article, this is exciting. They've kicked it into full gear.
Yeah, they are, man. Bizarre. Some kind of they have Google Translate. So if you're in another country and you're listening to this in some other language, then they can translate it for you.
So you're translating this podcast, therefore you can also translate what we're reading.
Yeah. We're gonna be going on. Another network here. I just wanted to let you know that this is something I actually been talking with a.
So it's no longer just your brother listening to the show.
No, no. I've got. I was talking who was it this morning? Oh my god! I can't believe him. Wow.
Get it together, Wonder Dog. Get it together.
BitNewsToday.com, our new new media partner. In Russia, and we're going to be working with those guys to kind of share a little bit of content here and there. So they're going to be putting up this show. And
I mentioned to you, there's a guy launching a blockchain TV company here.
Yes.
He's got a studio, and he's asking me to come down and see the show for transparency's sake to the audience. I spent 11 years at ESPN, so this guy wanted me to come down and take a look at the show and. I'm going to intro you to him, and
we talked this morning.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
Good talk this morning. Because we're obviously doing the North American Sports and Blockchain Conference in LA, and you're going to be part of that. But I talked with him about heading up the ICO pitch, and he was like, "Great, it seemed like a perfect fit to have him kind of moderate the whole thing." And he's got his panel of sharks.
Yeah,
that
sure.
Looks like they could be part of that. So hopefully we'll have some more developments with that soon. And,
great. Yeah. Well, I don't know. You know, I'll go down and see the show, and I don't know. You know, maybe at some point it makes sense for you to have him on here. you know, maybe there's, I had floated the idea, I shouldn't say this publicly, but I had floated the idea that, you know, maybe you could end up doing a Crypto the Wonder Dog segment, you know, that where you do a little 4 or 5 minute interview like this and it gets dropped into the show at some point. So I was, you know, I was angling for you to get some more distribution there, you know.
We did talk about how the we could actually do some media share and talk about him. He would talk about us and actually, you know, share content and actually go back and forth to each other's shows where I would come up there for an episode and he could just jump on Skype and be on this one. So I think yeah, some new stuff coming along, man. Get some new fresh stuff happening with the show.
Yeah. Great. Well, it's exciting. You know, I mean, I think this market's not going to shrink. The people that ride through these ebbs and flows, you know, they're going to be glad they did in the long run. You know, there's so many cool things happening, obviously the crypto space and the kind of mainstream, but then there's so many of these smaller blockchain projects as well. And, the big banks and everybody else are getting their grubby hands involved. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how a lot of things shake out, but, from a technology perspective, it's a lot of bright people, man. When you meet people in this industry, you know, there's a lot of smart people working on some cool projects.
Are you seeing a lot of people, and as the personal reason for this, but are you seeing a lot of people coming in from the big places like JP Morgan, the big Wall Street people jumping out of Wall Street, not out of the windows like they used to in the 20s, but jumping out of it completely and getting into crypto?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, you kind of go, everybody a couple of years ago was like, well, you know, crypto's a scam and it's this and that. And then what, one of those Bitcoin futures exchanges the other day hired a former JP Morgan guy, right? I mean, you know, you basically, and then even like Google and Facebook and all these said, you know, no ads, and everybody's trying to get rid of the fraud, but they're using that kind of part of the market to try to shrink it down until they can get their grubby centralized hands on it, right? That's... I mean, so now, Facebook will probably launch a coin at some point. And,
You
know, Google's getting involved. Yeah, of course they are, you know, so... I mean, you know, I think that's one of the challenges for the market is that, you know, it's built for enterprise, but companies that are between 100 and 500 million and then mom and pop shops, there are value propositions here in the industries for those companies. And it's, you know, we should not allow, money to drive, you know, the R&D solely. And so that's why a lot of these upstarts are great that, you know, at one stage we're able to raise money through an ICO because you know you do need a lot of R&D in this market to fix some of the challenges. And you don't want just the Deloitte's and PwC's and Accenture's of the world to benefit from that, and the IBM's and now the JP Morgan's and all the banks. And you know, you know they have the capital to do the development of the R&D. So then, obviously, if they spend the money, they deserve the reward. So, you know, we do need to find ways to democratize the early stages of the development in this nascent market. And so, yeah, let some of these guys leave the mainstream companies and bring that experience to the market to solidify and help it. But let's hope that not all of them come with the link back just to serving those half percenters.
Yeah. Yep. I believe so. That's part of the stuff that we talk about with my buddy over at Susney Capital. At some point, this is going to have those people in here to bring in, obviously bring in the mass media or the mass audience from their investors. That who was it that said at one point, we'll never allow any of our customers to buy crypto, and then about a week later said we're advising all of our customers to buy crypto.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's always the way, right? I mean, there were a lot of people that said, boy, this whole internet thing, this is never going to work. And a lot of people said that, right? You know? I mean, you know, we laugh now because it's so prevalent in our society. But there was a large faction of society not that long ago, most of these people are on the planet, still to this day, they were like, this is never going to work.
Yeah, you know? Much like and the Indians some... did back in the day when they used to do the smoke signals and that telegraph signal. Oh, that silly yeah. telegraph thing, that'll never catch on.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the way of the world, right? You know, and if you're too early, you're too early. You want to be a fast follower most of the time.
Yeah.
Which big corporations have figured out. But yeah, to know, you know, it's an interesting market. And yeah, it's like you need money to ride through the market, but if you need money, you're probably not the one that could benefit the most from it until longer term. But you know, if you have money, you're going to just increase the value of your position. And all these enterprise companies that are developing solutions, you know, they're just giving themselves a stronger hold of, especially supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see these big relationships between Maersk and IBM, and you know, again, it's great to have the R&D. Just,
that was part of my news I did yesterday. It was between Maersk and IBM that thing like, there.
You know, and they're great. You know, that's great for the market because we know that that's going to help move the market. But, you know, what's that do for the competitors of Maersk? You know, they're another leg down from competing with the big boys. So,
cause them to now jump? Learn about the blockchain technology and jump into it too, since they see them doing it.
Yeah, well, that's why you know one of the projects I'm involved with is democratizing smart contracts and making it more affordable. Because you need those companies to then be able to afford to come in and you know and invest in projects. But you know it's not always immediately clear if there's going to be a business return value. So they will take longer to do that because they can't afford the R&D levels. And in some areas that the bigger shops can. So it's just, you know, it's one of those things where over time it'll balance out. It's always good to have that news and to have that notoriety come and to force those other companies to get involved. But they don't always have the resources to throw at it at the same level. So, it's a balance. You know, we need it and we need it to push the market forward. And we need those big shops to help the entire industry, you know, try not to just – centralize the power.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm. I know, man. All right. So, I know you're kind of late for something here yourself. So, we'll go ahead and I'll let you jump off and do your thing for the day. I got to get on. I'll be talking
Did
with
your Cowboys win last night.
No. It's the same thing again. I'm sure it's going to be
they
like
we're winning. I saw it because it was here. My son's four, so I wasn't going to take him to a late game. But it was here in San Francisco. I don't know why they're called the San Francisco 49ers. They should be called the Santa Clara 49ers.
Yeah.
In fact, if you don't live in this area, you might not realize that San Francisco is an hour away with no traffic. it could be an hour to an hour and 45 to 2 hours away. This is not Candlestick now.
What do they call it now?
Levi's Stadium.
Levi's Stadium. How do you feel about that, man?
Well, I'm not from here originally, so I don't have any feelings. My wife would say I don't have any feelings in general, but it just feels a little more corporate down there, you know, and I'm sure that the good old boys from Dallas were, if they hadn't been here before, I'm sure they were a little surprised by where it is and what it is and all the tech bros that are down there.
Yeah.
And
it went on to apparently a 21-24 game with the 49ers scoring 14 points in the final quarter. That's, you know, obviously that's the life of the Cowboys. It's like they win and win and win and win, and then they just drop the ball. They just get their damn heads swelled up towards the end of the fourth quarter and just forget it.
You know, at this stage, it doesn't matter. Those are all, you're just trying to see who's going to make the team at that stage of the game. Right. So, you know, we'll see. They might be in for a rebound this year. You know, we'll have to see how it plays out, but, they got that offensive line, man. That's half the battle.
Yeah, I'm really interested in see what I love Cowboys and I love football anyway, but and it's a shame. I'm not one of those stats guys. I'm not I don't look at stats a whole lot. I'm sure you do because you're an ESPN dude, but I enjoy the games.
I used to care.
But I used to care.
Yeah. No. When's Jerry Coin coming out? That's what I want to know.
I'm sure it's already in the It's in the mint right now, man.
As we're speaking, since we found Trump coin, I was quickly...
They're pressing them as we speak.
Yeah, I was looking to see if Jerrycoin... Jerrycoin does not appear to exist yet.
Well, so. I'm sure he's working on his own blockchain at this point, where he doesn't want to... He don't want to share blockchain with anybody else. He's going to make his own blockchain, man.
Yeah, well, he doesn't need to build a new stadium. He's already done that. He doesn't need to join forces with Ronaldinho and his 300 stadiums around the world.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, well, man.
Yeah, it's good to chat.
You too. And, I can't wait to do this again. You know, the kids are begging for, you know, this is football season, so let's do you know, we'll probably have to do like a Monday morning show from now on.
Yeah, just probably,
the NFL
makes sense.
Wrap up. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's do it. I'll make sure to watch a few games, you know.
Oh yeah, me too, man. I'll obviously gonna be following the Cowboys very close, but
I enjoy watching games. I mean, I used to have to know what happened in every game at every minute as my profession. So
yeah.
Nowadays I just enjoy not knowing the scores and then reading about it or you know, watching a game and you know, going to a game and whatever else. So, but I'll stay close in touch so I can be educated.
All right. Well, we should do a show from a game one day. You know, just if we can get in a booth somewhere and just do the sports show from a game.
Yeah,
live
we do
broadcast.
That. I'm sure. Huh? Sort that out. Which shouldn't be too hard.
Why don't you poke guys over at this new stadium there next year?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually at your sports. We partnered with the Black Hole, the Raiders, and I'm in discussions with some Niners groups. So, we might have some distraction by midseason or so where we could pick out a spot and do some stuff.
That would be fun since, you know, it's blockchain, it's Silicon Valley, it's tech.
That's it. Let's do it. All right. Sounds like a plan.
So, all right, brother. Good talking with you. Let's do it again soon.
All right, Wonder Dog.
All right. Holla. See you, brother.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.